You want to hear what's coming up on my show?
Yes, I do.
We're going
to
talk.
I was waiting for you to get to it.
All right.
Here you go. See, it proves my point. Everything's about you. Back to you, Jim Richards.
Well, I got a minute left.
Okay.
And you like to hit the traffic on time, unlike some people in this room. With all due respect to Maggie. I'm going to tell you why I think Tim Hudak's LCBO.
You know, some idiot's going to call in and go, "We are the champions." Go ahead. Why Tim Hudak what?
Why Tim Hudak's LCBO stunt is nothing more than just that.
Interesting. Did the same thing, Jim. Hot button topic.
Yeah.
Phones rang off the
Did
hook.
You call it a stunt?
Yes. I said that he just wants to be premier.
Oh, well, and he won't do anything about it. I said the same yesterday, but Dave Agar this morning had a great... and what's the last thing I wrote down there?
Wish I was Dave Agar's husband.
It says,
everybody, Dave Agar.
Get a load of this.
Hang on, we're going to traffic. We'll come back and talk about this. 12:45, time for News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic.
Hey, how are you? All right, Tim Hudak, is it a bluff on privatizing the LCBO? Because we've been jerked around enough. My point is that yesterday he should have come out and categorically said 100% this is a guarantee, and not get into office and say, well, we've looked at it now and we've decided we're not going to do it. Because it's been studied seven ways to Sunday, and if you're dumb to think that it hasn't, so he should have come out with a categorical decision. We'll talk about that coming up after 2 o'clock. All right. After 2 o'clock, I want to talk about, and I said this yesterday, and I must say, folks, I thought it was the only one on this page yesterday, and I said this about Tim Hudak and how, you know, don't jerk us around if you're not going to actually do it, because we've already been down this road. But Dave Agar had a great comment this morning, so I want to play that for you after 7 o'clock. It is 1:53. This is In-Depth Radio in Toronto, News Talk 1010. I'm Jim Richards. Now, I alluded to this yesterday. I'm glad it's been underlined and pointed out earlier today by Dave Agar, and that is that they've studied the LCBO privatization seven ways to Sunday. If you can't categorically say that you will do it, you shouldn't be jerking around the public. I'll say that again straight ahead about Tim Hudak on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. To Showgram. Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Richards on a Wednesday. All the coverage of Kate. It's like no royal has ever reproduced before. People are betting on the names. With the interbreeding in the royal family, I'm betting on 13 fingers. The Pope already has hundreds of thousands of followers, and he hasn't done anything, which is about appropriate for religion. Yeah, he's on Twitter now because he thinks that Facebook is... A serious note, though, I hope nothing bad happens to Kate when she's there in the hospital. Don't want to hear another crappy song from Elton John.
This is Jim Richards.
I don't know him that well. Does he always suck like that?
On In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Is that Brit? I thought you were on vacation. 8 minutes after 2 o'clock. Hi, everybody. I am Jim. Okay, I wanted to say some things. Is our guest cool to stay on the line for a bit? Because I have to say some things first about Tim Hudak's promise. And it is this. Yesterday, Tim Hudak had a press conference, had a press release too. And the press release said that essentially they'll look at all options when it comes to privatizing the LCBO. Okay, fantastic. I that's garbage, though. It's simply 100% garbage. And this is why. We've been down this road with David Peterson and every, you know, a million different politicians flying this up the flagpole, but specifically David Peterson and also Mike Harris talking about privatizing the LCBO. Fact of the matter is, it doesn't look like it would be that much cheaper. Oh, wait. I know it's cheaper in other jurisdictions, but you think that the government wants to make less money off of the tax? In fact, that's what happened in Alberta when they privatized the companies said, wait a second, we can't make that much money. Can you lower the tax? So they lowered the tax. And now the government doesn't make as much money. If you're fine with that, okay, they're probably going to take it out of your other pocket because they still need to make that $1.6 billion to pay for our services in this province. So I'm skeptical about how successful it would be if they did it. You'd have a huge battle with a union that's made up of about 5,000 people. And you also wouldn't necessarily get a better deal. I have a hard time believing that you would get a better deal. But my biggest problem with the promise is it's not a promise. It's a flag that they're putting up the flagpole. And this morning on the morning show, there were panelists that were okay with that. Well, that's what you do when you're developing your platform when there's election around the corner. But, you know, this isn't flying a new strategy, or you're not talking about entertaining something that is a brand new idea. You can't get into office on this one and say, well, we've looked at the books and we didn't know this or that. That's garbage. You either know or you don't know, because it's been studied seven ways to Sunday. And if you can't figure out what you want to do, then it's just another time that a politician is jerking around people here in Ontario on whether or not this can be done. I'm telling you, it can't be done to the satisfaction, I think, of the masses. And the satisfaction of the masses is as follows, that we would get a better variety and we would get a better price point. Variety would probably stay the same. Price point isn't going anywhere but where it is right now. Here's Dave Agar. I was a little angry at Dave Agar this morning on the More in the Morning show, because he took what I said, and I'm not saying I inspired him, but probably, and he refined it to the point where I was pulled over to the side of the road driving to work today crying.
Could someone please tell me, what the hell is Tim Hudak doing?
Yeah.
He's been a PC member of the legislature for 13 years, leader of his party for more than 3 years. You would think he'd have some vague notion of what he wants to do if he ever becomes premier. Instead, we're getting a seemingly endless stream of trial balloons.
You go,
floating
Daddy.
Floating them out there, and if the voters like one or two, he'll jump right on them. This is a weaselly way of forming party policy.
Ma.
It's the way many politicians have done things in the past. They make a vague promise and don't deliver when elected. It drives voters nuts, and it's one of the reasons no one believes politicians. So many of them give themselves a way out and take it when they can. This week, Tim Hudak has been musing about maybe getting out of the gambling business. No, but that's not party policy. His latest, the LCBO. Doesn't like things the way they are now, so he's mulling over selling it to the private sector, or maybe a partial sale of the retail operation. Maybe we could franchise some stores. Maybe we could let some employees bid on the stores. Hudak says all these options are valid, and he would like to hear what Ontarians have to say about that. None of what he's talked about is new. Why hasn't he been consulting Ontarians about this in the past 3 years?
No kidding.
The PC leader has been spending weeks complaining bitterly that the legislature is not in session. He could have been spending that time going around asking voters, what do you want done? So then, instead of rolling out a series of discussion papers this week, he could be saying, when I become premier, we will do this and this and this. Weasel words is what we're getting from a guy who blew the last election almost single-handedly, and he's running the risk of blowing the next one. Quit dithering, Tim, or the next thing you know, we'll be addressing Premier Andrea Horvath. And doesn't that send a shudder down your spine?
Dave Agar's comment, the 7 o'clock news in the morning on More in the Morning, and it was fantastic, and he nailed it. And I get the point about discussion papers and helping develop your platform, but I don't know that you need a photo op for that and flying something up that flagpole that's been discussed a million times. You either know you want to do it or you don't. And when you send out a press release that says we will explore all options, and one of those options is probably we can't do this. But when you say we'll explore all options, and as I said earlier, I sent that quote back to the person's email address who was at the bottom of the press release, and they said to me, I'm not sure where you got that comment from, but, or that quote from, but they suggested that it was a 100% lock that they will do something. And I'm guessing that doing something also includes saying that we've looked at it and we're not going to do it. And that is, I think, weaselly and right up there with saying you'll sell the, you will repossess the 407, which Dalton McGuinty said, and he knew he couldn't do. And then he gets in power and says, oh, I looked at the contract, and I can't do that. 15 minutes after 2 o'clock. We'll find out what the Freedom Party has to say about this in a second. But first, News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic. Hey, I'm going to introduce you to a brand new, yeah, well, it's been around for a couple of years, but a new to you and me boondoggle from the Liberals. Yeah, there's a brand new one. Next half hour here on News Talk 1010. Also, I plan to play you our tribute to Rob Ford getting the stay. And a couple of comments on the whole stay situation from Jim Richards. You're welcome. 17 minutes after 2 o'clock here on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. The Freedom Party, folks. The leader of the... Freedom! Freedom! Paul McKeever joins us right now. He called specifically to hear me sing... And I know he was singing in the background earlier when that Dave Agar comment was playing. You were singing Hell Yeah. Paul, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Jim. You bet. I was dancing in the streets practically over that. That was a wonderfully succinct and accurate comment about what's going on in that PC party. Mr. Agar just nailed it. I mean, you've got no principles guiding what they want to do.
You say that Tim Hudak has flip-flopped on this. What do you mean by that?
Well, we put out this plank, you might remember, about a year ago leading up to the 2011 election. It was a Freedom Party plank, not the privatization, but the getting rid of the monopoly so you could have beer and wine in corner stores.
Yep.
And the newspapers were clear. The other candidates from the PCs, Liberals and NDP, all said, no, we're not going there. Here we are a year later, and I guess he's probably looked back and said, hey, look, Freedom Party got some press. They were on Jim Richards' show and et cetera. We can get some press if we, you know, put this up the flagpole, as you said. And we don't have to actually deliver on it. We'll just say we're musing over it or we're thinking about it. Hey, it worked for Buckabeer, didn't it? I mean, this is exactly the same shtick he played with Buckabeer. And by the way, that was also a play on a Freedom Party plank. We had put out a thing that said get rid of the hidden beer tax, prices of beer will drop. And about 8 weeks later, he comes out and says, well, you know, we should really have Buckabeer. That'd be something I'd be willing to entertain. And of course, when the election came around, it was nowhere to be found as a PC plank. He's playing the electorate. And he wants to be able to say to those who aren't in favor of this idea, I didn't promise it. I was just keeping my mind open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fair to the electorate, but mostly it's turning voters away. I mean, the majority of Ontario voters refuse to vote. They don't show up. And this is in a general election.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't have a party that is an alternative to the PCs, the Liberals, and NDP, who actually come out and say, you know, here's our guiding principle. We think choice is right. We think free markets are right, like the Freedom Party does. We don't get as much press as some. Thankfully, with voices like yours, we do. But I'm just saying, you know, they're looking for that kind of voice. And Tim Hudak...
But you're calling him out right now as a flip-flopper. What did he say about the privatization of the LCBO when you had it a couple of years ago? What did he say about that idea?
Well, it was about 14 months ago. And what happened was that the media interviewed the local candidate. It wasn't him per se. I don't think he actually commented on the record, but his party did. And the parties, all three parties in the legislature said, no, we're not going there. And so here they are a year later, and they're saying, we're looking at this idea seriously. I mean, it's just so cynical.
Yeah.
It's such an abuse of the media and of the electorate who actually think this is a good idea. It's not the biggest idea, certainly not our major plank. Our major plank has to do with budget. But it is something that is a common sense idea that doesn't take a whole lot of cojones to just come up and say, this is what I'm going to do.
Your website. I got to run along here. What's your website?
It's freedomparty.on.ca.
All right. Paul McKeever, again, leader of the Freedom Party. And I had him on because, thanks for your time, Paul, because, you know, he's calling out Tim for being a flip-flopper on this, but also because I think it's, you know, it adds to the cynical attitude that people have when it comes to politicians. If Tim really wanted to do this, I would like to see a press release that says, 100%, this is our game plan, and not that we're weighing all options, because that is really, really, in my mind, weak. Here is Debbie on In-Depth Radio in Toronto, News Talk 1010. Debbie?
Oh, hi. I was just saying before, like, I loathe the Liberals for all the lying that they've done to us over the last how many years. I don't trust the NDP because of what they did before, but the Conservative Party, I just can't place them anywhere. I just think they are so slippery. They would it's unreal. I mean, Mike Harris, I liked. He was an honest person. He did what he said he was going to do. And whether you agreed with his policies or not, so be it. But he did what he said. Same as René Lévesque. René Lévesque did what he said he was going to do. So I can't stand this guy. I really don't like him, and I think the Conservatives should ditch him soon.
Yeah. Well, I've said that for a while, but, you know, Dalton won the second time around, and maybe Tim Hudak would win the second time around. Listen, folks, I just find this whole thing very disingenuous. And a lot of the... a lot of the lead when it comes to delivering in this province and right across North America on what issues dealing with alcohol will be, a lot of people turn to MAD. And Andy Murray from MAD was on with John Tory yesterday. I want to play some clips a little. Should I play? Yeah, I want to play them right now, as a matter of fact, because they make me so mad. No pun intended. MAD's become a neo-prohibitionist organization. They really have. You know, the leader of MAD, the woman who started it, actually left the organization for that reason. And so selling liquor in the corner store, what does that have to do with drinking and driving? MAD should change its name to Mothers Against Drinking and Whatever. Because they simply, this issue about privatizing the LCBO has nothing to do with MAD. You know, MAD chimes in if somebody wants to have a liquor company sponsor some event, at least they do down in the United States. What does that have to do with anything? I remember the Tampa Bay Lightning had a promotion where they would offer you free beer if you signed up for season's tickets, meaning one game only, you would get free beer. But they would still have responsible people serving you to make sure that you weren't inebriated. But MAD chimed in on that. They had a problem with that. Still can't drink and drive, folks. MAD is Mothers Against Drinking and Whatever. So much to the point that in this society right now, we have politicians that will quote them. You know that most accidents here in this country, they don't happen when you blow a warning. And blowing a warning now is essentially something that goes on your record. It'll ding your insurance, and it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't. The Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving reports that most accidents involving alcohol are when someone is very, very much over 0.08. So when Andy Murray is chiming in about all these things that have nothing to do with drunk driving like this...
The municipalities that got back to us, over 90% liked the current system that we have and didn't want beer and wine in their communities for the...
Why are you even talking to people about that, Andy? That has nothing to do with drinking and driving. And by the way, research here in Ontario showed that convenience stores asking for ID for kids buying cigarettes were more effective than some of the LCBO people who were caught selling to underage people. But let's hear a little more from Andy Murray.
So there was about a 300% increase in robberies in convenience stores.
What does that have to do with drinking and driving? Again, he's talking there about British Columbia, where there were more robberies. What does that have to do with drinking and driving? And that doesn't seem to be... Yeah, there seems to be a robbery issue in some liquor stores down in the United States. But why aren't we talking about Quebec and other jurisdictions in this country that don't have a problem with that kind of stuff? But then Andy Murray's got more statistics that have nothing to do with drinking and driving.
In British Columbia, for example, when they compared private stores versus the government stores, only in 25% of the private stores did they ask for ID, while the rate in the government stores was over 80%.
Well, there's an Ontario survey that showed the exact opposite. And again, I'll quote it again, that convenience stores are better at asking for ID for suspected underage smokers than liquor stores were for underage drinkers. So you can cherry pick any sort of statistic, I'm sure you could, and make up a and make something up. But again, I'd like to go back, and hopefully this time I can read it properly. I'd like to go back to the I've lost it, folks. I've lost my sheets. But most drinking and driving, doesn't happen in that warning area. And giving somebody for a ticket for a warning is like giving them a ticket for going over 100 because they're going 99 and you thought they were about to go over. Most drinking and driving accidents, the statistics show people are way over 0.08. Way over 0.08. It's 26 minutes after 2 o'clock. It's In-Depth Radio in Toronto. This is News Talk 1010.